Welcome to Daily Inspirations. I greet you in Jesus' name. Let's look at what the Word of God has for us today. I will read a passage here in 1 Kings in chapter 22, a portion of it. Starting in verse 1, it says, "Now 3 years passed without war between Syria and Israel. Then it came to pass in the 3rd year that Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went down to visit the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said to his servants, 'Do you know that Ramoth in Gilead is ours? But we hesitate to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria.' So he said to Jehoshaphat, 'Will you go with me to fight at Ramoth Gilead?' Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, 'I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses.' Also Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, 'Please inquire for the word of the Lord today.' Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, 'Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain?' So they said, 'Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king.' Then Jehoshaphat said, 'Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of him?' Now I don't know what Jehoshaphat saw in these prophets, but Jehoshaphat was a God-fearing king, and he desired to hear from a prophet of the Lord. And as I said, I'm not sure what he saw in these prophets that led him to believe that they were not prophets of the Lord. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, 'There is still one man, Micaiah the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil.' And Jehoshaphat said, 'Let not the king say such things.' Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, 'Bring Micaiah the son of Imla quickly.' The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, having put on their robes, sat each on his throne at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. Now Zedekiah had made horns of iron for himself, and he said, 'Thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed.' And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, 'Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hand.'" So we have these 400 prophets here, all supporting their king and encouraging him to go, and that the Lord would bless him and give him victory. So in the meantime, this messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement." And Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak." Then he came to the king, and the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall we refrain?" And he answered him, "Go and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king." I'm not sure how he said it. He must have said it in a sarcastic way. Because the king said to him, "How many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" So then he said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master, let each return to his house in peace.' And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, 'Did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil?' Then Micaiah said, Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by, on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who will persuade Ahab to go up, that he may fall at Ramoth Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. The Lord said to him, In what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, You shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. And Micaiah says in verse 23, Therefore look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. Now Zedekiah went near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, Which way did the spirit from the Lord go from me to speak to you? And Micaiah said, Indeed, you shall see on that day when you go into an inner chamber to hide. So the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah and return him to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I come in peace. But Micaiah said, If you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, Take heed, all you people. And of course, we probably know the rest of the story. Ahab did go out into battle, and he did perish in battle here. And so this is a remarkable story of false prophets who prophesied peace, prosperity, victory, and gave encouragement to the king. Micaiah was alone, one man, and he knew the truth. He knew the truth, and he knew that he knew the truth. And he was not afraid to speak the truth because he knew that he was right. Perhaps he was scared, or perhaps he was scared to say the truth. We don't really know, but he did. He was firm in his decision to speak the truth, no matter what the cost. And we know that he did suffer for that. But what really stands out to me is just the tremendous pressure that there must have been in this scenario here, in this situation, to go along with the crowd, to go with what the group as a whole had decided, to go with the majority opinion, and yet Micaiah stood firm and told them the truth and warned them of God's judgment. His impending judgment. And I was reminded of that story as I was reading here in Luke chapter 6, verse 23. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. So Jesus is saying that just as his followers will be persecuted, so were the prophets persecuted in previous times. Hated because the message that they brought was an unpopular message. Dropping down to verse 26 in Luke chapter 6, it says, Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their prophets to the false prophets. So the false prophets had a popular message, and people spoke well of them. They were appreciated. They were loved. They were looked up to because they brought a message of peace, prosperity, and victory. And how do we find ourselves doing in our walk? If we are children of God and have been born again, do we find ourselves standing for truth? Do we find ourselves struggling to speak truth? Do we find ourselves saying okay or going along with something that we know that shouldn't be so? Something that's unscriptural because it's popular or because all our friends seem to think it's the thing to do? I just thought that this is a really good passage here, especially for myself. Let us seek to read God's word, to discern His will, and to stand for His truth, even in situations. And there will be times and circumstances that we will find ourselves in where the pressure is on to go with what's popular, to go along with what the group or the crowd wants to do. Micaiah, I believe, had the Spirit of the Lord on his side. I don't believe that he would have been able to stand alone had the Lord's Spirit not been with him. And for this reason, we do need God's Spirit in us if we are to stand strong. And I would encourage you to read God's Word, and may God bless you as you do so.